And welcome back to the Eclectic Corner with Chauncey, Kent, and Ray Echeverria.
Howdy, howdy.
Back to episode 4 now.
Yes.
It's been a while since we actually recorded. Like, I mean, we drop them out every other Thursday, but still, we haven't recorded
in a while. Yeah, our last bit was a little bit of a batch recording. Ray and his lovely wife had some stuff to do out on the Caribbean Sea.
Yes, that cruise was fun, which we should all get together and take a cruise.
Yes, I'm still trying to talk my wife into it. She's convinced that motion sickness will be in her future if she steps foot on any boat, regardless of the size.
Or is she really fearing the Titanic syndrome?
I hope not. Because you know what? I'm not gonna tempt fate and say that'll never happen again.
Nah, I don't. And if it does happen, I mean, now we have a whole bunch of lifeboats that are really good.
Yeah. Now it's cruise ship tip overs. Yeah. The big thing.
Exactly. So. Yeah. Exactly.
At least you're not out in the deep sea when that happens, though. You're like by the coast.
Yeah. Well, remember that one guy who would dare to take the cruise ship as close as possible to shore, and he tipped it over.
I didn't know that was the story.
Oh, you gotta look it up. It's very interesting.
Interesting.
Yeah, but on with our show today. Today we'll be going over a few topics here. Number one would be if you were a planet, which one would you be and why?
Yes.
Then also we will be going over if you could live in any theme park, which one would you choose? Mm. All right. Unlikely superhero fight between Vader and Lord Voldemort. All right.
The Lord Vader and Lord Voldemort. The Lord fight.
Yeah. I'm sorry. That's total disrespectful on my end here. Lord Vader and Lord Voldemort.
Lordy, lordy.
Lordy, lordy, lord. That's right. The fourth one will probably be why fruits belong or don't belong on pizza. That's and if we have time, Chauncey, you have time today. Mm. We'll talk about Buc-ee's, the largest Buc-ee's.
Yep.
And we'll talk about the smallest Walmart.
Yes.
In the world. Or in the U.S.
A little comparison.
Yeah.
I think it's in the world.
In the world?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it said it was in the world.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Okay, so here we go. So, Chauncey.
Yes.
If you were a planet, which one would you be and why?
Oh, well, let's clarify what we're talking about. Because, as you know, not that long ago, Pluto was demoted and is no longer considered a dwarf planet. Yeah. Okay. So, are we including the dwarf planets in our options, or are we only doing the 8 primary planets?
Okay, so how about this? We could do the dwarf planets, exoplanets if you want to.
Okay.
Even though I'm not choosing any exoplanets, but it's up to you.
Wait, are we doing, what about fantasy planets? Like sci-fi?
Oh, it's up to you. I mean, that's fine. Oh, you want to throw it
that in. That changes the game.
It does change the game. Okay. It does change it. I mean, I'm going to say Uranus because, let me stop. It's just a joke. Just a joke.
Why?
Why? Why? Yeah, I don't know why with Uranus, but.
Of all the planets, I think that's the one I would not want to be.
Yeah, imagine like silly planet, Uranus, farting, flatulence.
I mean, you think 2020 was a drain on the toilet paper supply.
Yes. So what planet would you be? Not that you brought up.
Yeah, okay, so I was going to say, like, maybe Neptune, because, like, it's out there by itself. It kind of gets to just chill and not have to mess around with any of the other planets or anything. Pluto, like, twice during its orbit, but, you know, it's not a big deal. And it's cold. I like it cold, so I feel like that would be it. But if we're talking sci-fi planets... Like,
you better not take mine.
If we can do fantasy, the planet Hoth... Star Wars.
Okay.
100%. Like, I have been obsessed with that planet since I saw the film.
What's so great about that planet?
I know, it seems crazy because it's just a ball of ice, right? In space. Like, barely hospitable. It has, like, dangerous creatures on it. Like, who would want to be Hoth? Well, it's cold. It's covered in snow. Has an epic fight scene on it.
Yes.
Like, such a good battle thing. Oh, just the best. And there's actually some interesting history on the planet that people don't know about. It's like an ancient, like ruins from an ancient civilization on the planet that they go and explore in the expanded universe stuff. I'm sure Disney has wiped out that history entirely.
Gosh.
But if you follow the old ways, as I will refer to them from now on for fun, then yeah, you have some actually backstory to the planet as well, which makes it even cooler than it already was.
Why didn't George Lucas have to get rid of the franchise?
I mean, you know, it's...
I know, like, he could have sold it to somebody that would have kept the legacy, the story, the history.
I guess the problem is the people who really valued the story and the history and all of that didn't have the money to own the franchise. So I do really wish that Disney had brought in some of those people, though, like lore keepers or something, to kind of help them out when they went through it. Because really, The Mandalorian is the only good thing to come from that franchise since Disney has taken it over.
That's true. I mean, The Bad Batch is not bad. I actually like The Bad Batch.
Yeah, I've enjoyed what I've seen from it. And I think it owes a lot of what it is to the fact that it's pretty close to the original source material. Like, you have the Clone Wars, you have Revenge of the Sith, you obviously deal with the clone troopers and the history and stuff with them a lot, and it just sort of builds off of that. It doesn't try to, like, do its own whole new thing. So I think in staying closer to the source material, it feels more like traditional Star Wars.
Yeah, true. So what are the reasons why have you chosen Soth?
I mean, it's really just... it's obviously not bothered very often. The Rebels went there to hide because nobody goes there.
And that kind of... Your character, you like to be secluded.
Yeah.
You like to be a social.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, I know...
Not saying that you're cold, because you're not cold, but you like to be secluded.
No, just temperature-wise, I like to be cold, but I'm not like...
Yeah.
A cold-hearted person. But yeah, it's just kind of off on your own. It has the right temperature to it. And like I said, it's got that cool history to it. So I think that's my pick.
Cool. So now that you included sci-fi.
Yeah.
I would have to say Pandora.
Pandora.
It's pristine. It's well kept by the natives there.
Well, sort of.
Well, until we came along and started messing up the planet.
Well, yeah. That's
what, you know, that's typical what
humanity does.
Yeah. But the natives there, like, they took care of that planet.
Yeah.
So that means they'll take care of me, you know? So that's true. Definitely Pandora. The pristine waters, like the bluish aquamarine waters.
Yeah.
You know? The nice lush forests.
It sounds like there's a lot of wars, though. Even before the humans showed up. Like, a lot of, like, native wars.
It's just well kept by the natives there. Even though they've been battled in there, but they still keep the respect for Mother Nature there. Okay. Or AWA, what they call it, AWA. Yeah.
So should I start calling you AWA?
No, I am not a female.
AWO?
AWO, that's better. Okay. AWO. But yeah, so call me AWO from now on.
Actually, you're pretty much like up on the current lingo and slang, and you don't really disrespect people as far as I can tell. So should I call you AWOKE?
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
AWOKE. That's right. That's good.
Yeah.
AWOKE planet.
There you go.
AWOKE planet. All right. So, yeah. So, yeah. I mean, once again, like the pristine bluish aquamarine water and the lush forests and the floating mountains, you know, like, what other planet has that we know of?
I mean, nothing.
Even in sci-fi, I don't want to play. Like
nothing in our solar system.
Yeah, no, I mean, nothing in real life. Yeah, not that we know of, but even in sci-fi, I haven't met any other planet that has stuff like that.
No. I think I have to look, like, fact check myself on this. So if anyone's listening and I am incorrect about this, let me know. But I think Pandora is actually a moon of a gas giant. And the gravity from the gas giant is what causes the floating islands. It's like a balance point between the moon's gravity and the planet's gravity.
Okay.
That's my working theory anyway.
I always thought it was just a regular planet, not a moon.
I think it's a moon. And like where the floating islands are is like a Lagrange point between the planet and the moon.
Okay.
That's my thinking anyway. But I could be way off because like obviously I haven't looked it up. So.
So can we use moons then? I mean, people, it's habitable.
Yeah. I mean, technically, yeah.
Okay.
You could use a moon.
All right.
Like technically, if you had picked Nar Shaddaa from the Star Wars universe, it's a moon.
It's a moon.
Yeah.
What was it episode, the Force Awakens? The one that gets blown up? No, not Force Awakens. It was a... what's the name of that planet? It was... what movie was it?
Alderaan?
It was...
It's definitely like a Disney movie? One of the Disney ones? Or is it...
No, it was before Disney, right before the last three came out. When it went to get...
Oh, yeah, Endor.
Was it Endor? The forest, destroyed?
The forest. Well, it's not destroyed, but it is a moon.
No. The movie. I'm so lost. Why am I so lost now? The one where they get the Death Star's map to destroy it.
Okay.
But they all died in it. Either way, they all die.
In A New Hope?
No. What was A New Hope? It was after the. Let's move on. I'm lost. Like, forget about me. I'm sorry, guys.
I'm lost. A New Hope. And Return of the Jedi are the only like Death Star plot lines.
No, but it's one of the newer ones after the first three episodes that came out back in the early 2000s, and before, after those, and then before the last three came out right recently.
Oh, Rogue One.
There you go. My gosh, that the planet where Forrest Whitaker is at, he gets blown up. He dies.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I don't remember the name of the planet, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. What was I saying now? Yeah. Who cares? I'm just lost now. I'm horrible.
Yeah, I think the planet actually survived that. It was just like a localized bombardment kind of thing.
Oh, my gosh. Anyways.
Which actually is also canon-breaking for the extended universe, because the Empire always had that trick up their sleeve but never used it until the Yuuzhan Vong War. And that's why the Yuuzhan Vong didn't know they could do that.
Huh. Yeah. Interesting. All right. So then you be Hoth.
Yes.
I be Pandoro.
Pandoro.
A.K.A. Awoke.
Awoke.
Okay. So, all right. So, once again, guys, if you guys can send us in any emails or fan mails.
Yeah, tell us what planet you would be.
Yeah, exactly.
Any franchise, reality, whatever, and why.
Yes.
And if it's good enough, we'll share it on the next podcast.
Yes, sir. Chalk, you want to share that? That email?
What?
Our email address?
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. Obviously. I'm late to your car right there.
I was like, wait. What? I didn't know we got an email to share. but no, if you want to send in your what planet you'd be and why, you'd do the eclecticcornerpodcast@gmail.com.
Awesome. All right. This is the one that Alyssa brought up, but I liked a lot.
Yeah, Alyssa is my wife, if anyone doesn't know. She did help us come up with some of our segment ideas for today, and I might be biased, but I think they're pretty awesome.
So. Yes, they are. So this one here is, if you could live in any theme park, which one would you choose?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going first on this one here.
Yeah, I went first on the last one, so.
So I would have to say Universal Studios.
Really?
Especially because now they're opening up the new...
Oh, yeah, the new Harry Potter.
Well, the new Harry Potter, what Epic Universe is called?
Yeah.
The way they have all the Nintendo World and Harry Potter and stuff like that. Yes. Okay. So, my wife and I love going to Islands Adventures and to like Universal Studios. And we are roller coaster junkies. We ride everything. Me, not so much right now because I gained a little bit of weight. I can't really fit in the rides right now. But so I'm trying to work on that. So I could ride the ride that I want to ride that I love so much.
Right.
You know what? I've never been a big fan of water rides.
Yeah.
I hate being wet and walking around to the park all wet.
Yeah, if you're going to do a water ride, just some theme park advice. Make sure it is the last ride that you do during the day.
Exactly. So you
can immediately go home and change.
Exactly.
Also, if you have a long drive to wherever you're
make sure you have going, to change.
Make sure you bring extra clothes to change into.
Yeah.
Because I used to do band trips in middle school, and there is nothing worse than a 2.5 hour bus ride in the air conditioning when you're soaking wet. and I did it every time. So I literally got sick after every band trip. Every single one.
Oh, man. See, lucky you. You were riding an AC.
Yes.
I was riding those yellow buses on tours and stuff like that. Like, that was horrible.
I was very glad for the AC on the way up, but, like, it's a curse on the way back when you're soaking wet.
Like, I remember in summertime, let's say May, June, and then, the end of the school year, and then the beginning of school year, you know, like, August, September, the hot months. Mm-hmm. I lived in Miami, so taking the buses to and from school, the big yellow buses with no AC, I should be get to school and get back home from school sweaty, like, you know. Yeah. So, lucky you. I'd rather be wet and cold than to be sitting on a swamp booty.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. That is fair.
Oh, my gosh. But, yeah, so.
Speaking of untenable bus conditions, though. So, when I was in high school, the transportation for the school board decided that a bus seat could accommodate 3 high school students.
What?
Yeah. And, like, I don't know if you've ever been on the seats of these buses, but, like, for an adult, which is basically, like, the size of a high school student, like, 2 people is, you hope you're related.
Yes.
And 3 is just ridiculous. Like, we had kids sitting in the aisles, and I don't know if it's still like this. If it is, let me know.
How safe was that?
I mean, it's not.
No seat bus anyways on the right. buses, so it's like, how
but safe? The idea is, like, the seat's kind of accordion, and you don't go anywhere, but if you're not in a seat...
Oh, my gosh. All right. So I picked Universal Studios, which includes Islands of Adventure and not Epic Universal.
Okay, so you're going to do the whole Universal.
Yeah, I mean, just like if you were to pick, let's say, Disney, it would include all the parks for you.
Oh, well, I mean, that's easy then.
So, I mean, I'll give you that if you're going that route, you know?
Let's say we have to pick one specific
park. One specific one?
Yeah.
Oof. All right, so if I got to pick one specific one, then I change my
just for the sake of argument.
Okay. Oof. This is a toughie. See, because I don't want to take yours just in case you go that route. I would say, like, Epcot because of the food and wine. And
okay, you're fine.
And the, like, the flowers. They had the flowers show out there, too. Mm-hmm. Seasonal stuff. So, and my wife loved the flowers and stuff. And I love to eat. I love to try different things. So, definitely, like, Epcot's... Epcot theme park. And you got a few rides there and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll do that one. I'll do Epcot.
Okay. Epcot's a good choice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which one you do?
Well, let me break down yours just a touch more. So if you're living in this park full time.
Oh, living in the park full time.
Where would you sleep? And, like, for Epcot, I've got a good one, but.
I think I wouldn't pick. Ooh. I don't know where I would sleep on Epcot.
Like, if you had to be stuck in Epcot, for me, I'd probably, like, make a nice little bed in the DVC lounge above Figment.
Okay. Okay.
It seems pretty comfy up there, so.
Yeah. I think I'll make me a small little cot or a room in Japan.
Okay.
You know, I love Asian food.
Yeah. Top of the pagoda
or something. Yeah, exactly, you know. And I get to open up and look down. Now, question. Are people still coming to your park, though, to visit?
Oh, yeah, 100%. 100%, yeah. You just happen to live there.
I guess. Okay. Yeah. That's fine. Okay. I do this.
All right. My turn. There's only one choice. Hollywood Studios.
Ooh.
It has Galaxy's Edge.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I literally wouldn't even need the rest of Hollywood Studios. Just Galaxy's Edge.
Tower of Terror?
I mean, a good place. Good place to sleep at night.
Tower of Terror, yes. Ooh, Galaxy's Edge. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, why did I think of that one?
Although, I think I would probably curl up on the bench next to the chessboard in the Falcon. That'd probably be where I slept.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Ooh, man. You got me there. You got me there.
Yeah, I mean, that's just the way to go. I have to have a pretty good alarm, though. Like, 6 in the morning, you get up before all the guests come out.
Yeah.
They're going to see you sleeping by the the chessboard.
Be like, why is there a homeless guy just sitting here? No, he's the owner. He's not homeless. He's the owner. He lives here. He owns this place. He just wants to live this way. You know?
Yeah.
Okay.
That'd be pretty good.
Okay, so Epcot, Hollywood Studios.
Maybe you could, like, curtain off one of the booths in Oga's Cantina? And that'd be like your bed area?
Now, can I visit your park?
Huh? Yeah.
Can you have like a slumber party at your park or my park?
Mm.
You know, if I'm like, hey, Chauncey, I'm coming over, spending the weekend over there with you. I want to ride some rides.
Yeah.
You'd be like, okay, Ray, but I'm going over, you know, next weekend to your place. But I want to taste a taste of the world.
I mean, yeah.
All right, cool.
I think you'd be able to visit. And then, like, be like, come over when the park's closed. We'll set up in the Falcon cockpit. I'll put the game on the screen. Not that I watch the game, but, like,
yeah.
Hey. I have a giant TV sitting right there, so why not?
Why not? Definitely. Okay. All right. That's good.
Yeah. So let us know in the email or down in the comments which theme park you would want to live in, if you could live in any, and why. Maybe where you'd try to sleep if you were doing it.
And it could be a very small theme park, that's something that, you know, that we don't know, they know that we could look up and be like, hey, you know what? I may want to visit that theme park.
Yeah. I mean, you could or do
one of the big ones.
Dollywood, yeah. Six Flags, Cedar Point.
What is it? Five Nights at Freddy's?
Is that a theme park?
It was like a Chuck E. Cheese, right? Almost like a Chuck E. Cheese type deal. Like a big old... I think it was a theme park. I think it was.
Oh.
I mean, it's not a real life theme park.
I know it was like a movie or something, but...
Yeah, it was in a movie. And like the game, I guess, was a game. But if you want to be scared, I don't like being scared, so...
Yeah, well, you know, the world is your oyster as far as places.
Exactly.
Also, a quick disclaimer. Please don't try to sleep in a theme park without some sort of permission.
Yeah, so you wouldn't want to get banned from the theme park for life.
Like, obviously, you know, Cinderella Castle has a room that you can stay in. So, if you're doing that, like, more power to you.
If you could afford that, more power to you.
And congratulations.
Yes.
But yeah, otherwise, maybe don't try to curl up in a ride or something after the park closes.
Definitely not. All right. Now it comes down to the fight.
Ah, yes.
The fight of the week. The fight of the week?
What?
I mean, I want to say the fight of the century, because, I mean, we're going to have more unlikely hero fights or villain fights.
That's true.
So, the fight of the week.
Fight of the bye week.
Of the bye week, that's right. The bye week. All right, so, unlikely superhero or villain fight. Lord Vader versus Lord Voldemort.
Yes.
Who are you going with?
You know, I might be a little biased in this because I'm a huge Star Wars fan, but I have to go Lord Vader.
Okay. I don't know much about Lord Voldemort. You know me, I'm more of a Star Wars guy. Harry Potter, I watched them, but didn't rewatch them or catch up on them or really get into it that much. But from what I've seen from Voldemort, I know Harry had a hard time, you know.
Yeah.
Trying to take him down, but... If you go with Vader, I was going Vader too, but what is your reason as to why you're going with Vader?
Well, I just feel like he has a lot of advantages over Voldemort. Yeah, so obviously, like Lord Voldemort has access to magic, but Vader has access to the Force, which is kind of like space magic. So I think they're kind of on an even playing field there. And then Vader also has access to advanced cybernetics.
True.
And a lightsaber. So, like,
which whether he's throw at, it and yeah, bring it back,
whether he's at close range or long range, like, he's going to be a threat. Also, Voldemort has a bit of a weakness when it comes to fighting people who don't die. And Vader seems to be very hard to kill. Like, Obi-Wan threw him in a bunch of lava, and he came right back, so.
That's true. I mean, I pick Lord Vader being biased because I'm a Star Wars fan.
You have to, right?
You know, and plus his office is awesome, man.
Like, right.
I know that his grandson, Kylo, tried to mimic him and appear like him and couldn't be him.
No,
Kylo was a
sad excuse for Vader.
But he had a great heart though at the end, you know, just like his grandfather did, you know? So it was like, I'll give him that at least.
I guess.
But yeah, definitely Lord Vader.
A murdering psychopath with a heart of gold.
I mean, so was Anakin at one point.
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
You know, I mean, he killed all the little Padawan, the kids, what do you call them? Younglings?
Yeah.
Like, come on. Like, he went through the whole school and just... Little kids, man.
Yeah, but, like, Force-powered kids.
They were good kids.
Yeah.
I mean, they could have turned evil. I mean,
from your point of view.
Yeah, they could have turned evil, you know, but still though. Anyways, we're not talking. I still pick Vader no matter who we kill.
Yeah. And like, for those of you out there who are saying that Lord Voldemort could only be beaten by the Chosen One, well, Anakin was the Chosen One.
Yeah, he was.
Just in a different franchise. So,
yeah.
There you go.
That's true. Let me see. Okay, you know what? I'll throw a twist here. How about a three-way match? Maybe he's too powerful. Maybe he's not. Maybe he's equal strength. Gandalf the White.
Gandalf the White. Oh, what? He is also equally hard to kill.
Yeah.
He just comes right back. Or he gets sent back.
You know what? Let's remove him and use him for another battle of sorcerers.
Ooh, yeah.
For another time.
Yeah.
Because we could throw in Doctor Strange in there too.
Could.
And Dr. Fate, you know, from the DC universe, you know, as well, you know. And so, anyways, all right, you know what? Yeah,
Dr. Pepper. That would be a doctor fight.
Dr. Pepper. Remind me of, what's the Adam Sandler movie? Mr. Deeds? When she made up the story about growing up and going to Dr. Pepper's clinic or doctor's office for checkups. Like, so he goes, oh, wow, interesting, whatever, you know, so Dr. Pepper. So I pick Vader just because I'm biased, just because he looks cooler. Like I said, I don't know much about Lord Voldemort. Lord Vader to me seems more also in control.
Yeah.
You know, of his emotions.
For sure. 100%.
Lord Voldemort was just a little more angry. Unhinged. You know, is angry because he was scared of Harry deep down inside.
Yeah.
He knew.
He failed to kill him once.
Yeah, exactly. It was,
and he tried. The only reason he tried to kill him was because there was a prophecy that like Harry would defeat him.
Exactly, and which it came true, of course. Right. You know, so.
And it came true because he tried to kill him when he was a baby. Self-fulfilling prophecy, man. Yeah, you don't screw with those.
Nope. So definitely, Vader. Vader to me, he could throw the saber at Lord Voldemort.
Yeah.
Then Voldemort would be like, "Ah, you missed," and then he'll call it back. With the force and come back through his back, whoosh, through his chest, out the chest. So
he could just call Voldemort's wand to his hand and then done.
Wow, I didn't think about that one.
Yeah.
Now, question.
The force disarm.
How far can the force work?
Really depends on the user. Like, some things.
Vader. Yeah. Vader being the top of having the Sith power, like being a lord, knowing that he's. Let's say a Grand Master, let's say.
I mean, he was a Sith Lord, so...
Yeah.
I would say probably line of sight, at the very least.
Okay. All right. So...
Because, like, in Empire, he chokes a guy on another ship because he can see him on a screen.
That's true. But maybe because he... Yeah. So he saw him on the screen, heard his voice. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Definitely Lord Vader.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to mess around with Lord Vader.
No.
Definitely not.
And like technically no one ever beat Vader.
He just gave up.
He gave up.
Because that was his son. He's like, you know, so I'm not gonna
kill my son.
And he actually turned on
the Emperor.
The
Emperor.
Yeah. So
which is what a Sith is supposed to do, is kill their master and train a new Padawan that eventually kills them.
But he wanted
Rule 2.
But he wanted his son to he finally realized like, man, you know what? All these years of anger and I missed out on my kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to give them a peaceful life. So he just took out the Emperor, saying, you know what, this is your world now. I'm out.
Yeah.
That's what you call a father.
Right.
You know, that's a true father. Yeah. So definitely Lord Vader.
So if you don't have a good example of fathers,
follow Lord Vader.
No further.
And Vader.
And Darth Vader.
Unless you want to look up, you know, at our Heavenly Father, but Lord Vader.
Yes. Yes, I think Jesus trumps Vader.
Yeah, for a million times, infinite times, but yeah.
As far as the Star Wars universe, that's it.
That's it. Definitely. Great father to emulate there.
Father of the Year award right there.
Every year, all year long. Yeah, but what did your real father do for you? He did a lot of things, but nothing like Lord Vader what he did for Luke. Come on.
Right.
He gave him the world and he said, no, but son, I'm out. You know, what father does that?
Give up his own life to save his son.
Exactly. No, so definitely Lord
Vader. While he was fighting with his son.
Yes.
Like, they were at odds. He just cut off his hand for crying out loud.
Yeah, he did.
And he still saved him.
Definitely. I got a tear coming out.
Yeah.
Father of the year. Yes, he was. All right. Chauncey, this is one that you and I have spoken about.
Yes.
And we have not really agreed upon this one here. Do fruits belong or don't belong on pizza?
Yes, we have spoken on this. And we've had some... There hasn't been consensus yet, I don't think.
No.
So, for me, it depends on the fruit and how strictly we're defining fruit.
Oh, okay. So then you're not opposed to having fruits on a pizza.
Well, it depends on the fruit. Like, obviously, pizza sauce made from tomatoes. Tomatoes are a fruit.
You see, now you're getting technical now with me here.
And then, boy. Olives are a fruit. Like, black olives, green olives. Both are good on pizza.
I'm talking about, like, a sweet, like a pineapple.
Oh,
like a,
no.
Like a Hawaiian pizza.
No. Like, I appreciate Hawaiian culture for what it is, but it's a misstep.
No, it's not.
It's definitely a misstep.
You get a nice dough, a perfectly garlic dough.
Right.
You get the right mozzarella cheese with the right amount of sauce.
See, like, you're already garlic. Garlic and sweet. They just don't go together.
What?
No.
Oh, come on.
Name one garlic candy that exists in the entire world.
There's no garlic candy.
Exactly. Because garlic and sweet don't go together. They're two completely different flavor profiles.
Oh, come on. No, you just can't. You just can't say that.
Yeah, 100%.
No.
Totally different.
I mean, I love drinking ginger tea. I want a ginger candy. Ginger candy is nasty to me, but I love the tea, though.
Okay. You know? But they're still both in the same flavor profile. They're sweet. Ginger is like a spicy sweet, but the two flavor profiles go together. But, like, sweet and savory are kind of opposed.
Salt and sweet are pretty good, depending on...
Well, like, salt is more like tangy. That's not really savory.
Like, look. Okay, hold on. When you get a burger, you put salt on a burger, right?
No.
Why not? Sea salt.
When do you put salt on a burger?
Sea salt on the meat itself.
Like when you're cooking it?
Yeah.
Okay.
When you're cooking it, sure. Not on the...
I'm like, so you get and you order a hamburger in a restaurant, and you're just like...
Put extra salt on it! I want salt on it!
No. You're like, good God.
No.
Has your doctor talked to you about your blood pressure?
Right? My sodium intake here? No. But yeah, you know, like, you get a patty, you put salt and pepper in there, you know? And then the dough, like, if it's a brioche buns, they're kind of sweet.
Yeah, I mean, they are. But again, like, salt is tangy. It's not, like, it's not really savory or earthy.
This guy
like,
here.
Like garlic would be.
Nah. I have to disagree. But anyways, pineapple and bacon or pineapple and ham on a pizza?
I see. I'm not even opposed to pineapple and ham.
Hold on.
Or pineapple and bacon.
Hold on, because during movement nights at youth, you eat the barbecue chicken pizza.
Yes.
That's sweet.
Yeah. It's like a spicy sweet, though.
No, it's not spicy sweet. You eat the barbecue pizza there, and you like it.
Okay, well,
pineapple. So one day we got to try the
pineapple's too far. Pineapple's too far.
I would say putting a lemon or lime on a pizza, that's taking it too far.
What's the difference?
Lemon lime should be more of a drink. Or something that you spritz on a fish or a seafood, you know, so that's fine. But lime and lemon are more like a condiment, maybe, like to food. Not really that you squirt on it, like you squeeze onto, you know?
Like lime juice on fish or...
Yeah, exactly, you know.
Chicken.
Exactly, you know. But like, I wouldn't do mango.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't put mango on a pizza. I wouldn't
banana
put
apple either.
Or banana. No, God, banana.
But
no.
I love banana, actually, but not on
a pizza. Not on a pizza.
Not on a pizza.
Strawberries, probably not.
I'll probably try that. I'll try almost maybe any berry, like a blueberry or blackberry or raspberry on a pizza. I'll try that.
Like, I think you could make a dessert pizza out of them, which is basically just like a flat pie. A flat fruit pie.
You see, like, I don't consider that a pizza. I consider that a dessert, a pie. I don't consider pizza because it doesn't have any tomato paste or sauce or cheese on it. It's just made out of sugar. So yeah. I consider that like
yeah.
pizza.
But like on a traditional pizza, mm-hmm. like there are very few fruits I would put on that. Very, very few. And not, most of them are not sweet.
Not including your tomato paste, we call tomato the fruit, or your olives, real fruits. Which one would you pick?
None.
So then you, but you said not that very few that you'll pick.
Yeah, olives.
Gosh.
Or tomatoes. Like, you could still do tomato chunks on a pizza. I think that's...
That's like a margarita pizza, then.
Yeah. I mean, those are good.
Yeah, it's not bad, but I gotta stick with my pineapple. Maybe the berries, you know. That's really about it. I wouldn't do, like, that banana, mango. Well,
certainly not banana.
Watermelon, maybe. I've seen somebody barbecue watermelon. Okay. Slices.
See,
and like almost like a kebab type deal. Mm-hmm. It's really good. I've seen it. It looked really good, so I want to try that one day.
Weirdly, I can imagine watermelon being good on a pizza.
You see?
But yeah, like for whatever it is about pineapple, like I can't do it.
Is it because like you don't like pineapple fruit, period?
Well, no, I like pineapple okay. Pineapple doesn't like me. Every time I eat pineapple, like just by itself, my tongue like burns and gets kind of numb from the acid.
You allergic to pineapple?
I might be, actually.
Huh.
Which is not weighing into my opinion, because I don't know for sure. I've had Hawaiian pizza before, and I was not a fan, so.
Oh, man. Okay, so I'll definitely, like I said, I'm going to tell Mike to order pineapple.
Oh, no. Ah, it's such a waste.
And just 2 boxes.
Two?
Just 2 boxes. Oh, anybody eats it, I'll eat it. Like, I love pineapple on pizza, so I'll do that.
Maybe a half and half.
All right, so I'm going to tell him to order it. You're going to try it.
Half Hawaiian, half anchovy, like the two flavors.
I don't mind doing anchovies. No, I like anchovies, but I'll try it.
Do restaurants still do anchovies on pizza?
Yeah.
Because that's something I haven't seen for a long time.
It's still on the menu there.
It's something I've never been brave enough to try. So
it's not bad. I'm not a big fishy seafood guy, and yeah. Fish, I don't like that, but I wouldn't mind trying it. And I've had it before, but I just...
Yeah. Now, seafood, like, Pizza Hut used to have a seafood pizza, and it's just imitation crab meat. Hmm. But, like, it was really good.
Not big on that.
So, I would go that way, but...
When we went to Coco Cay on a cruise about 2 weeks ago, the food is free anyways. Anywhere. I mean, on the ship and the Coco Cay on the island...
Which is great.
Food is free. Oh, my God. Like, all you can eat.
We had the Eclectic Corner Love and All You Care to Enjoy experience.
Yes.
When it comes to food, so.
Yeah, so they had a pizza bar, and they had a Jamaican, like, pizza with different... It had, like, lobster and crab and fish in them. I'm not big on it. I tried it. I'm like, Luli
loved
it.
Was it, like, jerk seasoned, or was it just the...
Just regular.
Mm. Okay.
Luli, my wife Luli loved it. She loved it. Into seafood and stuff like that. So, but yeah, I just couldn't. So that's a big no-no for me on pizza.
Yeah, I like some fish. I like crab. I can't do shrimp.
I love shrimp. You see, I love shrimp now. I can do shrimp.
I've heard some things.
That's the only fish. I mean seafood, not fish. Seafood thing that I could probably eat. I mean, I could do crab and lobster, but I'm not really big on that.
Yeah, I don't really like lobster because it's actually a little chewy.
Yeah, for me. I'm not. You know, so.
And if it's like
fish, has to be like tilapia, where it's not fishy.
Yeah, I like the very
bland,
plain Jane.
Yeah,
kind of fishes.
Exactly. So I'm picky when it comes to seafood.
Like when it comes to fish, I'm very much like a beer battered fish and chips kind of fish.
Yeah,
I'm not like just getting a slab of just cooked fish with the scales still on.
That's good.
I'm not doing that.
Yeah, it's funny because like. My mother-in-law would, like, invite me and Luli over for dinner. I'm like, babe, she knows I don't like fish. And I guarantee you she's going to make fish. And when I get there, what is it?
It's fish.
Yep. And I'm like, I told you I don't like fish. Thank you for dinner, but I don't like fish. But I got to eat it because I feel like I'm being rude or a jerk if I don't eat it.
Yep.
You know, I love a mother-in-law. I love my mother-in-law. I do. But, man, like...
It's not about the fish, huh?
Not the fish.
Speaking of which, we have some mayonnaise in the fridge for you.
All right, this podcast is officially over. Look, guys, I hate capital H, capital A, capital T, capital E, hate, exclamation, 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 hate mail with a passion. It's nasty. To me, it's a devil's condiment. It's nasty.
I like it, but if, that's me.
Listen, if you guys ever order pizza and you put mayo instead of pizza, instead of tomato, I don't know what I would do. That's nasty. That's nasty.
April 1st is coming up, so.
I'll make sure not to eat pizza now around you guys. But yeah, but guys, if you guys like fruit or don't like fruit, please let us know.
Yes.
And if you do like fruits, what fruits would you put
on your pizza? Tell us which one.
Yeah.
And I guess your favorite part about it?
Yeah. You know what I thought about right now? What if you infuse the fruit in the dough and not on the cheese part, but just on the dough or the pizza?
I mean, you might be able to get away with that. Yeah.
Wow.
Like you if you do like a pineapple juice in the tomato sauce.
Yeah, make that like too.
A sweeter sauce.
Yeah.
Could be good. Could be good.
Or just infuse like real chunks of fruits in the dough.
Like obviously the cheese and the sauce are going to pair well with something sweet. But just the pineapple, like chunks of pineapple don't work for me, I guess.
It's just for the pineapple for you.
But like obviously barbecue and onions are fine. So.
On cheese.
I guess I'm a hypocrite.
And like I was telling you the other day. Because I mentioned berries earlier, and you mentioned strawberries. Strawberries are not really part of the berry family.
Yeah, that's weird to me, because like, they're also not really part of the fruit family. So,
yeah.
What are they, just like orphan foods?
Abandoned? That's messed up. I don't know.
We should, like, put together a GoFundMe or something.
For the strawberries?
For orphan foods. Like strawberries.
But yet, bananas are part of the berry family.
Which is bizarre to me. Like, how is a banana a berry?
Yes.
I mean, it does grow in bunches.
Yeah.
Are grapes a berry?
Good question. Let me see. Let's see.
Well, I mean, welcome to our surprise segment. Random tangents.
That's a good one now. That's another segment that we should talk about then.
It's an illusion of structure. Because we got caught up on another topic that we didn't plan on.
So it says here, a grape is a fruit.
Okay.
Botanically, a berry.
Okay.
Of the deciduous woody vines of the flowering plant genus Vitis. Or genus Vitis.
Okay.
Yeah. Huh, okay.
I didn't realize that the grape vines were deciduous. That's interesting.
Yep, me either.
That makes them related to like pine trees and stuff.
Yeah.
Conifers.
So. So do we have more time to bring a bonus?
Yeah. We've actually moved surprisingly fast tonight. So we've got a good 12 minutes.
Oh, nice, nice, nice. So for the bonus one, Buc-ee's and Walmart.
Yes.
The largest Buc-ee's and smallest Walmart in the world.
Yes. So first of all, we're circling back to the Buc-ee's topic. We did talk about our favorite gas stations in a previous episode. And Buc-ee's did not rate high on my list. Now
it was on my list.
Yeah, it was like number one.
One on my list.
I have since watched some YouTube videos from some people that we like. And I've seen that there are things that I didn't try the one time that I've been to a Buc-ee's that probably would make a big difference in how I rated it. So I am looking forward to my next Buc-ee's trip because I want to try like their barbecue and their hot sandwiches and basically the hot bar stuff in general.
It's amazing.
And just give Buc-ee's another shot.
So have you had Buc-ee's nuggets? Like the sweet nuggets that they have, nuggets.
I've had they call them like beaver tots. Like
beaver nuggets.
The morning things.
Yeah.
Those are really good. I mean, it's just a tater tot, basically. Okay, no, but like,
not that. I haven't had that.
But they were so good. They were like crispy and like the right amount of greasy and just really, really tasty. Like they weren't the mushy, some shade thrown to Dunkin' Donuts here. Dunkin' Donuts hash browns. Like they were really good.
So do the beaver nuggets.
Oh, yeah. They did try this on the thing. Because they got a list from like a friend or something. Like the top 10 things they should try while they're there.
Okay.
And that was one of the things they tried.
So,
and I do want to try them.
So beaver nuggets. So you know like the Cheeto puff?
Yeah.
Okay, so take away the cheese. Take away the Cheetos cheese flavor.
Sure, so we just have a puff.
It's a puff, okay. Now, corn puff. You, have you had Kellogg's Smacks cereal before?
Yes.
With a kind of like a honey,
right.
Honey caramel flavor, you know what I'm saying, wheat, whatever. So throw that on the puff.
Okay.
But like put extra glaze on it and make it extra sticky.
Okay.
Oh, it's amazing. It's amazing.
I might have to employ a life hack for that then.
Cereal milk?
No. I don't remember what I've seen it a couple times, so it's not exclusive to like one source. But eating things that would be sticky or like leave residue on your fingers with chopsticks.
Oh well, I'll be there for I will starve to death because I suck at legs and chopsticks.
You can get the kid ones with the rubber band.
I've tried everything. I suck at it.
I'll have to show you how to set up the kid one because like it makes it really easy.
I'm horrible.
It's kind of like using tongs.
Okay. So like, I don't know.
Like you could just use a set of tongs.
Like, okay. Yeah. How about you stick to a spoon? How about that?
Oh, fork. Can you imagine like trying to skewer a Cheeto puff with a fork and just,
I'm just going to
break it in half.
Every time you keep breaking it, you try to break it.
Yeah. No, if I'm not in a confined space and the pieces are small enough, I can just sort of like dump them into my mouth off the corner of the bag. But yeah, I've seen the chopstick thing too, so that might be a way to approach the beaver nuggets there.
Those are amazing. Listen, like when we drove up to Blue Ridge, Georgia, we stopped at Bucky's in Georgia, and we bought two bags to go up on the way back down because we spent 3 days up there in the cabin. Mm-hmm. On the way back, we drove back to the same way, and we stopped at Bucky's once more, and we got two more bags to bring home. So I love those. They're really good.
They look really good.
They're really good. So
all right, but so specifically, we wanted to talk about the size of this Bucky's. Now, the current world's largest is in
Texas, right?
I believe it's in Texas, yes. And it's 74,000 square feet, has 120 gas pumps and EV charging stations, a car wash that's over 200 feet long, and over 100 of the ice coolers that they keep outside normal gas stations.
Ridiculous.
Which, like a normal gas station, if you've been to one, which you probably have, you know, it has like maybe three of those tops. Over 100. Like, it's just insane. So we were kind of looking at that, and apparently they're building a new one
in Ocala.
That's going to be the new world's largest.
80,000
square feet.
So I cut you off there, but I was reading, it's going to take over 32 acres.
Okay.
Still, that's too many. That's a lot of land for what?
Yeah. I mean, the store is pretty sizable, but then like the gas pumps and everything, you'd need a lot of land for the gas pumps.
That's a lot of land.
Yes. Also, from that YouTube video that we watched, we found out that they don't actually allow overnight parking there.
Oh, they don't?
And they have security to kind of enforce that.
So Bucky's not open 24/7?
I don't know. I think it depends on location.
Okay.
But they definitely do not permit, or at least that particular one did not permit overnight parking.
Okay.
And that was the one in Texas, the one that they visited. But anyway, like 80,000 square feet is a sizable area, obviously. So we were kind of looking online and comparing it to Walmart's and seeing like how it compares to the average Walmart.
Yeah, but even like the smallest Walmarts, like the smallest actual walk-in box store Walmart, mm-hmm. is what, 99,000 square feet, you said?
Yeah, when we looked it up, it was saying the smallest Walmart supercenter.
Supercenter, yeah.
So with groceries is like 99,000 square feet. So the average is like 187,000 square feet. However, we did find out that the smallest Walmart...
it's in Georgia.
It's over by Georgia Tech.
Yeah.
And it's only 2,500 square feet.
That's so crazy.
You can definitely say that the largest Bucky's in the world, and some people's houses, in fact, are actually larger than the smallest Walmart in the world.
That is crazy. Like, I wonder what they have in that Walmart.
Not much.
I mean, I wouldn't say food or clothes, or maybe more of like a...
It's not going to be a full grocery. It's probably like convenience store style.
Yeah. You know, like deodorant, toothpaste, you know,
necessities,
hygiene stuff, you know, necessities, exactly.
Because it's close to a college, so it is,
exactly, yeah. So
lots of snacks.
A lot of snacks.
A lot of caffeinated beverages.
Maybe like a hot bar, like, you know, like where they, you know, because some of the Walmarts have like that little hot section, like right before like the registers where they
have
the Nathan hot dogs or like the
popcorn chicken
or the little taquitos and whatever that.
Yeah.
You know, so the new Buc-ee's is going to have 120 fueling stations.
Okay.
750 parking spots.
Nice.
28 electric vehicle spaces.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's be set to open next year in 2025. But you know what? I'm kind of upset with the Buc-ee's franchise.
Yeah.
Because Daytona already has one in the East Coast. St. Augustine has one in the East Coast. I heard that they're making one, I think, in St. Pierre's on the East Coast.
Okay.
Only one in Ocala. That's still like 2 hours north of us.
Right.
Nothing further south, like in, let's say, maybe even Fort Myers, which is an hour south of us.
Right.
Or even Venice, or maybe even Tampa.
Yeah.
You know, apparently,
Buc-ee's is coming from Texas originally, but they're allergic to Florida's West Coast.
Yeah, exactly. Like, come on, like.
They literally will not put, and like, we're right next to 75. 75 literally runs down the West Coast, basically. Literally. Goes right past Tampa. So many great places to put a Buc-ee's. Driving up to Brandon or trying to get over onto I-4, we pass right by a Bass Pro.
Yeah.
Slap that baby right next to Bass Pro.
Yeah. And even like an I-4. There's nothing on I-4 either.
Yeah. No.
Like, that's crazy.
There's the Amazon Fulfillment Center. Yeah. And that's pretty much
it. So, seriously.
Dinosaur World. Which you could submit that for your favorite park.
Yeah, you can, which I would not recommend, but.
No, I wouldn't recommend it, but, you know, it's there in case you want.
It is there. It is there. All right, guys. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode.
Yes.
You know, please send us any thoughts, ideas, or any questions that you have, or you want to share, like, what you would do in a theme park, what theme park it is, or fruits on the pizza, no fruits on the pizza, yeah, whatever it is that you want to talk about, the planet that, you know, yeah, that you'll be and why. So,
and maybe, like, what would you do in a theme park after it's closed?
Yeah, what would you do? You know, I know that I would just enjoy myself to peace and quiet. Only hearing like the sound of the roller coasters, sound of a slot machine. Am I in Vegas now?
Like, what theme park are you at?
Where am I, right? No, you know, just sound of the different, you know, walkways into your favorite ride.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so yeah, just tell us, what's your favorite park and why would you live there, and, you know, and just be eclectic with it.
Yeah, yeah, just have fun.
Have fun. Do we have a PSA of the day? Or of the episode?
I don't know if we plan anything, but we could certainly come up with something on the fly here.
Do not... I don't know.
Yeah, so we've already thrown some shade at Dunkin' Donuts. Do not get the hash browns at Dunkin' Donuts. They're pretty gross, unfortunately.
Also, do not try the Dunkin' Donuts blueberry coffee. It gives you the runs.
Yeah, I mean... In fact, maybe just Dunkin' Donuts in general.
Yeah. It looks like we may not be getting sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts, but...
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
But their slogan, America runs on Dunkin', that's true in more sense than one.
Yes. All right. Thank you for joining us. Have a good night.
Yep. Adios.